demons down the light, and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right, say the writing's on the wall.
This is In the Know for Friday, July 13th, the 194th day of 2018. There are 171 days left in the year. Good morning, MD. Guiding you through In the Know at K105. Litchfield's Country Station 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Via the Apple and Android smartphone app, you may be using the podcast or the hashtag In the Know coming up today. Going to tell you about a brawl late last night in Litchfield. We'll tell you about that. The school board met in regular session last night. We will tell you a sister is accused of trying to murder her brother. Also, the World Cup Finals, the Wimbledon Finals, and we'll give you a chance to win Holiday World tickets from Whoop-De-Doo Design. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling in to my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beige. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Happy Friday the 13th.
I love it.
There's a good chance you've got the number 13 on your person.
Okay.
Well, if you have at least a $1 bill somewhere on you, you have 13 steps on the pyramid on the back of the $1 bill. You have 13 stars above the eagle's head. You have 13 war arrows in the eagle's claw and 13 leaves on the olive branch. So if you've got a $1 bill, then you've got a 13 somewhere on yourself. It's Friday. She is the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey,
it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Yeah. And did you know our fear of Friday the 13th is actually biblical in nature? Some of its traditions?
Yep.
Because there were 13 people at the Last Supper, so yep. Christians don't like the number 13. And Christians don't typically like Fridays. Well, I mean, this Christian does. But in Christianity, Friday, bad day, because the day that Christ was crucified. So Friday the 13th, as it does have, it's not just all black cats and some not all that stuff.
Right.
So we don't have to fear it. But man, look out for that Saturday the 14th. It'll get you.
It'll
get you every time. Are you ready? Are you pageanting this evening?
I am.
I don't mean you're in the pageant.
Oh.
You're running roughshod over the pageant.
Yep.
Are you hosting the Twin Lakes Fiddlers Championship pageant?
Well, I'm emceeing it. Yes.
Isn't that hosting?
Well, kind of.
I mean, it's not at your house.
I didn't put it on.
It's not in your backyard.
Right, it's not at me.
You don't have appetizers.
Right, I'm not going to bring the hors d'oeuvres. No hors d'oeuvres here.
So you've had some changes since last year. So have you updated your bio?
I did finally, yes.
You did?
Yes. Ed Carnes is finally a happy person with me.
Yep. Got it. So did you put like all around good gal? And like, how did you describe yourself?
I just used the intro you bring me into.
Well, it varies by the day.
I am the pride of Pumpkin Center. I'd like for everybody to know.
Naturally.
I am the great
and
heiress.
Then is there like a seminar on sponges going on today?
I don't know why.
I heard you. Didn't you say something about sponges on the morning roundup today? I was on my way to the office. I was listening to you. And you said on the roundup, and you mentioned the pageant going on tonight, and something, we're going to be a discussion on sponges.
I don't know. I don't remember. You know, it's been since I said that, like 40 minutes.
Do you have a community? Oh, sorry. It says expungement.
Oh, yes.
Is there an expungement thing going on?
Expungement.
Oh.
Bring your expunges
I see.
To the center on Main Tuesday.
Oh, that's Tuesday.
Yes. this.
So you don't take sponges to the pageant tonight. You take the sponges on Tuesday.
Sponges are for Tuesdays.
So really, what is that? Do I need to get my court? Do I need to get my felony record cleaned up?
Yeah, if you're a felon.
That's what that is?
Yes, if you are a felon, there is an expungement clinic. This is to help. This is a workforce development, work-ready initiative with multiple departments, DOT, all of those things, coming together and just saying, let's help people get their felony records expunged if they are available. You know, and to do that, you have to work with a lawyer. That comes with fees. So if you can't afford to talk to a lawyer, you will be able to talk to a lawyer for free Tuesday.
This has nothing to do with kitchen sponges.
No. This has to do with felony records for real.
All right. Well, I was confused. Last night, about 10:30, the LPD, GCSO, and EMS responded to the 100 block of Maple Drive to report of a brawl taking place in the roadway. At the scene, police found two people had been injured. One man had allegedly been run over by a vehicle and had a compound fracture of his lower leg as well as a head injury after possibly being struck with a baseball bat. Another person suffered from concussion-type symptoms after being allegedly struck by a baseball bat. Both subjects were transported to Twin Lakes Regional by GCEMS. As many as five or six or possibly more people were involved in the altercation, and after interviews being conducted, law enforcement was getting contradictory explanations for what took place, so they have decided they will just probably turn the interviews and the situation over to the Grayson County Grand Jury and let them decide whether there were indictable offenses that need to move forward.
There you go.
Now, okay. In the process, they did arrest someone on an outstanding warrant, 35-year-old Randall Coates, who was at the scene. He was lodged in the Grayson County Detention Center. So let me get this right. A brawl of five to six or maybe more in the middle of the street at 10:30 on a Thursday night. Is that what you heard?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it classy, Litchfield.
Keep it classy. Were there fireworks involved?
I was going to say, if they hadn't run out of fireworks last weekend,
they'd have something to do last night.
No, they would have had things to fire at people.
Oh, I thought they'd have just been occupied.
And just point Roman candles at one another, and there would have been no baseball bats involved.
Please don't point your Roman candles at people.
Possible. Also, the Grayson County School Board met in regular session last night, and they dealt with literacy levels and making sure that children are reading at the levels they're supposed to as they, you know, like a blocks situation. I left the story somewhere else, but you can read about it at K105.com. The school resource officer issue, they talked about it, but it sounds like it's not finalized yet. And so for the middle school, obviously there's already an SRO at the Grayson County High School. But at the middle school, we have it unofficially on kind of how that's going to work, but it may involve multiple people there because of scheduling. I don't know who's footing the bill. I don't know whose budget it's coming out of. But in light of, you know, recent events over the last school year and to me, in the school system, especially in Grayson County, is looking for a win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking to embrace positivity and be proactive and things. I think find the money. That's it. if it's about money,
right?
Maybe it's not. It might not have anything to do with money. I don't know. I just think that it would go a long way toward people forgetting about other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hurt.
Kind of like expungement.
That's right. Or kitchen sponges.
Mm-hmm.
They soak up stuff.
Yep. Some things you don't want to keep.
Think about how deep the oceans would be if all the sponges came out. What is it?
It's a lot to think
it's
about.
It's true. I was sad to hear this story out of Kentucky yesterday. A 12-year-old girl is in custody after trying to kill her 4-year-old stepbrother. Police said the girl put Mr. Clean in her stepbrother's water and forced him to drink it. They live in Oak Grove down in Christian County. The motive for the girl sickening her stepbrother was because she thought her mother loved the boy more, according to multiple reports. The girl was charged with attempted murder and then taken to Cumberland Hall, which is a psychiatric hospital, for evaluation. As I heard part of the story yesterday, it sounded like the mother had discovered some online communication between the daughter and someone else that where she became aware of what was going on because she had told someone else what she was doing and why, and then that's what launched the investigation. Have no idea what's going on inside that home or any of the other variables. That's just the information that we know. Certainly not making any excuses for it, saying that it's okay, but there may be more to that than what we know.
Right.
And we'll leave it to investigators to figure that out. Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear has filed his seventh opioid lawsuit. The company's website that he's targeting claimed its product would, quote, enable patients to stay in the workplace, enjoy interaction with family and friends, and remain a member of society, end quote. But Andy Beshear is more interested in what the company did not say, that its product was dangerously addictive. Beshear sued St. Louis-based pharmaceutical manufacturer Mallinckrodt yesterday, arguing it misrepresented the addictive nature of its opioid-based prescription painkillers. He said the company used front groups to promote opioid use and combat efforts to restrict prescriptions. The company made $3 billion in profits last year. He said they knew what they were doing. They made the conscious decision to put their profits in front of the health of our people to allow countless Kentuckians to fall into addiction while they made money month after month after month.
Good grief.
That's the seventh opioid lawsuit. Now, some people could look at that and say, we can't live without Andy Beshear in the Attorney General's office.
He's done a good job.
He may want to. No, he's filed lots of lawsuits.
I'm saying those people are saying we can't live without him because he's done a good job.
They may say, hey, I know you might do a good job as governor, but we just can't do without you in the Attorney General's office. So you can stay over there. He probably doesn't like that idea.
Probably not.
Probably doesn't.
Probably doesn't line up with his agenda.
Do you know Mike Harmon, the Kentucky State Auditor?
Mm-hmm.
He's been a busy fellow.
He really has. Good grief.
And he turned loose of an audit yesterday of the Kentucky AOC. Now, Missy, I know you know what the AOC is, but for those people who don't know, it's the Administrative Office of the Courts.
Mm-hmm.
The AOC is what runs our courthouses. And I don't mean the courthouse on our square. I mean the courthouses where actual district circuit courts run.
Yes.
The clerk's offices, the circuit court clerk. That's where, like, those buildings, that's all under the purview of the AOC.
Your judicial complex.
That's right. So here's a scenario that was released. This is one of many things in the audit yesterday, but it provides an example of things that might be of interest in this audit. In 2016, the AOC was looking for space for newly elected Supreme Court Justice Samuel Wright. They got two offers. One would cost more than $59,000 a year and required extensive renovations. The other space was larger, had 15 parking spaces, and would cost $21,000 a year.
Mm.
They went with the first option.
Oh.
But come to find out, Justice Wright's two sons owned the first property.
Oh, I don't see where this went bad. What did they do wrong, Mark?
Well,
was there any harm?
People with the AOC will defend it and say that the people that they leased from were not part of Justice Wright's household, so therefore it's not a violation of the rule. Justice Wright couldn't own the building, but it was okay if people not living in his household did. Well, here's what I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where old Uncle Mark comes down on this. Over the years, I've had countless family members come and say, can I win the contest that you all are having? And I'll say, you don't live in my household. Technically, you can. But how bad do you think that would look if you did win?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of the same thing?
It's poor form. And even if you don't find it to be poor form, it's your tax dollars they're spending. There was a $38,000 difference in the price tag. If for no other reason, give me my $38,000 back.
Now, they do say an AOC spokeswoman said that the agency only seeks private leases when there's not enough space in the county courthouse. And when that happens, quote, sometimes elected officials live in an area with very limited real estate options. Well, I'd say there are a bunch of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and maybes, and ifs, and buts.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one example from this audit, okay? This audit, which he says, pervasive lack of accountability in Kentucky courts.
Yeah. I think another way to say that is a gross overspending with a splash of arrogance behind its choices.
Now, at the same time, we know that the workload for justices, for judges, is tremendous. The courts are clogged. But I believe what I'd like to know from Auditor Harmon's report is, are we overspending in areas that if we were not, and we were doing things with the right intent, and we were doing them properly, would that perhaps provide some resources that might alleviate that pressure we put on our judges and our clerks and our staffs?
Well, $38,000 a year, it would be a nice salary for somebody to do something more. I'm just going to guess.
I can't say. It's not me. I don't run the AOC. I just, I do own a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I own like one floor tile. In our courthouse, one floor tile is mine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just look, I took a Sharpie and wrote my name on mine. And I'll continue because my tax dollars bought it.
The Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum has announced details of its grand opening this fall. The $15 million building in downtown Owensboro. Do they have water? I think they have water today. It's downtown Owensboro. Will be celebrated October 18th through 20th with 3 days of music highlighting the past, present, and future of bluegrass. First event on Thursday, October the 18th, is private and features artists playing, paying homage to those who shaped bluegrass music. Friday, there's already a sold-out concert by Kentucky native Sam Bush. Then on Saturday, the museum opens for public tours, free concerts all day on its outdoor stage, including Yonder Mountain String Band. Guess where they're from?
Yonder Mountain?
No, right around the corner.
Oh.
Ben Rhodes won last night. He won the truck race at Kentucky Speedway for his home state fans, providing a lot of excitement. You're not going to Kentucky Speedway tonight because you have to do the you have to host.
Like, I'm confused
the,
now.
The pageant.
Does shine up my tray for food or what? I'm just going to get my skinny microphone and go.
This weekend we'll cross over the halfway point of July. So come Monday we'll be in the second half of July. And all of a sudden we'll be kind of counting down the days to the end of the school summer into, say, mid-August or so. So you're probably, if you've not been able to find a way to squeeze in a vacation or a short trip, or you haven't been able to put the resources together, you might be looking for creative ways to do that in the final weeks before we get there. So here are some tips to stretch your family's vacation budget this year.
Stop feeding little Johnny. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Start referring to your tool shed as the quote-unquote summer house.
Yes. Pool house with no pool.
There's nothing to do. Oh, go out in the summer house.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's where you're going to spend, it's where you're going to recreate. Take your kids to the car wash and tell them it's Disney's new attraction called the Land of Really Shiny Minivans.
I like that one. I do too. $5 a ride.
Take your kids to the new backyard attraction, the Garden Slug Petting Zoo. Slugs in the backyard.
Leave all the salt in the house.
Yes. Confiscate the Mortons.
Yep.
You got it. And then go for a really, really, really long drive. Wait for them to fall asleep. Then when they wake up, say, you slept right through the Grand Canyon.
It's going to take you to Disney World, but you wouldn't wake up.
They'll never know the difference. Got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. Blake Stinson is the general manager at AutoSmart on South Main Street in Litchfield. Good morning, Blake. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about you?
We're doing well. We're headed into a big weekend. The temperature was better yesterday. I guess people are in a little bit better mood and ready to buy cars. What's going on at the dealership this weekend we need to know about?
Well, like I said, man, we're giving away $25 gas cards and doing your first oil change. And I'm going to talk about a 2013 Dodge Ram Quad Cab Hemi Sport Package. Only has 60,000 miles. For
$25,980. And who's going to win the World Cup, France or Croatia?
Let's go with France.
You're going to go with France. Any particular reason you choose France?
No, just going with France.
And is Serena going to win at Wimbledon?
Let's hope so.
I hope
That'd
so,
That'd be awesome
too.
For her to come back after, giving birth and come back and win a championship.
270-287-0278. What's the website address?
It's autosmart1.com.
Have a great weekend, Blake. We'll talk to you soon. That's Blake Stinson, the general manager at AutoSmart on South Main Street in Litchfield. Tonight. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-de-doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Gift giving begins and ends at Whoop-de-doo Design, no matter what you're trying to say. Thank you. I'm sorry. I love you. I'll do better. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. You can do all that at Whoop-de-doo Design from Simply Southern, Vera Bradley, Brighton, Case Knives, Tervis Tumblers. Anytime you need fresh cut floral, you can do it at Whoop-de-doo Design. And today we'll be giving away a Vera Bradley ditty bag. Now, do you know this?
I have a ditty bag.
Okay. The reason we're giving away a Vera Bradley ditty bag is because we're also going to be giving you two tickets to Holiday World and Splash and Safari. So at the end of the day, you can throw your wet swimsuit in your Vera Bradley ditty bag.
Very cool.
And you're off and running.
Yeah. So a ditty bag is plastic lined on the inside, and it's a cinch top, so you can put wet things in.
Right.
And then haul it around, and you've not ruined your actual...
Got it.
Carry on. Like you can stop taking your plastic bags that have holes in them.
It'll be perfect for your trip to Holiday World and Splash and Safari with your Vera Bradley ditty bag from Whoop-de-doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Of course, celebrating Friday the 13th, as we talked about. It's also Beans and Franks Day.
Franks and Beans. Franks and Beans. Beans and Franks.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. She is. Yes. I'm a huge fan of the movie.
I'm more of a fan of I don't mind Franks and Beans, but I'm more of a fan of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beanie Weenies all the way from
and kids. The movie is so called funny. "There's Something About Mary." In case you don't know the reference,
she has such an extensive palette. But at the end of the day, it's really just Beanie Weenies for her.
Today right? is
I do love them.
Oh yeah, she runs the gambit.
She right? does. Like, she's can I have tuna tartare
from one extreme to the other?
With lemon caviar. Oh, and some frankenbeans.
Yeah, I've seen her eat like a lionfish with porcupine things sticking out of it, like some highbrow. And then, but then I also seen her eat beans and franks out of a can.
The real question is, which made you happier?
I will tell you, the fish was hard.
The fish was hard.
The frankenbeans.
But there was an element of danger to it as well. So
you got to work around the spikes.
That's right. So today is Beans and Franks Day. Tomorrow is Evacuate the Studio Day. No, we won't do it. And today is French Fries Day.
Oh, French fries.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
I'll having a waffle fry later today. I'm just telling you.
You will?
Oh, yeah. It's Friday.
Will I be having a waffle fry later?
No, you're hosting the pageant.
I mean, if you want to come to the house, but I'm not going to be there.
They're not locking me in. You could come in the door.
There's not an emergency exit there. Tomorrow is the third place match in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So you have England and you have Belgium tomorrow in the game to decide who gets third place in the World Cup. And you think, well, why bother? Well, it's a difference of about $10 million between third place and fourth place. Somewhere in that range, somewhere between $8 and $12 million is the step down between, like, the winner of the World Cup, they're going to get $32 million.
What a weird number.
Yeah, well, and then second gets like 28, and then it goes down to 24, and then it drops off to like 12. And so
where's that money come from?
From all the sponsorship money I mean, attendance. Yeah. And it's been going on for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have watched more soccer, obviously, in the last 3 weeks than... And the thing about it, it's been during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it can just be on. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to, you know, I can work and I can do whatever. I'm not sitting at home at night watching soccer. But it's better than the other daytime television that's on.
Really? You know, like...
As far as I know.
Who knew what you did?
I don't like any of that stuff.
I don't either.
So it's just on passively, and I can be like, okay, it's on there. But again, it's the Olympic version of soccer, mm-hmm. and I love the Olympics. So I've liked it. I also love the Geico commercial where the guy slides, he does the knee slide.
Yep.
But then he just keeps going.
He just
drives around the entire pitch. I think it's called a pitch.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the soccer field is called a pitch. And so he just gets there like he's on a scooter.
Yeah.
Like, I want one of those.
I know.
But here's the other thing. They do a lot of falling down in soccer. They might need to look into the flop rule like they have in the NBA, where if you appear like you got hit and you fall down to try and get a yellow card or a penalty on someone else, if they can prove that you're faking it, they should do something to you. You should have to wear a funny hat.
Yeah,
you're a faker.
I didn't know that was a thing even in football, was the flop rule. But I think we should carry
it's
that over.
It's in basketball that they have the flop rule, not in football. So, not in American football.
Well, let's just let's just do that in life. Like on Facebook. Yeah. There's a flop rule now for Facebook. Right. You're faking.
Yeah, if you're fake wounded.
You're a fake booker.
Then we get to really punch you.
Yes. Like,
whatever injury you're faking, we get to deliver that injury.
Okay.
I think that's solid.
I like it.
The other thing I've noticed, which has kind of led me to doing a little thinking, in soccer, they get a lot of shots on goal, and they go into the stands, or they're wide left, or they're wide right. They don't even come close. They get a header, like this thing, and then it doesn't go in, and then they turn around and they throw their hands up in the air and shake, like, I can't believe that didn't go in.
Right.
I'm thinking, it wasn't even close. You should believe it didn't go in.
Why are you surprised?
Right. Like, why are you feigning this? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a very human response. When you fail at something, mm-hmm. or you get into a spot where you think, man, I can't believe that. Don't we all? So think about it in your life.
Right.
If you're having a conversation with someone and you have to admit that you fumbled something greatly, mm-hmm. we throw our hands up in the air.
Yeah. Like, I'm as much shock as you are right now.
Why do we do that, though? We don't throw them out to the sides.
Right.
Like, ha, 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 ha. We don't throw up jazz hands.
We probably should.
Jazz hands.
I know, right? No pistol fingers.
Yeah, we don't pistol fingers. Look what I did. We don't pistol finger at your head. Like, oh, I should have shot myself. Blah, blah, blah. We throw them straight up and just shake our heads and go, I can't believe it.
I was this close.
Psychologists say that that's innate in humans, like a hug. You're reaching for a hug.
Oh.
But you're reaching to someone, not anyone in particular, but you're like.
I was going to go with it was the take me now, Jesus, for everybody else figures out I failed.
Exactly.
Get me.
Think about it. In your life.
Jumping.
Right? When something goes wrong. What's going on? Why did that happen?
I've seen a news director in these parts who goes, arms straight up. I'm like, I know that feeling. What just happened?
What kind of day did Build-A-Bear have yesterday?
Oh, my.
I've not seen this, so this will be interesting.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I've had a whole lot of homework.
Wow.
They had yesterday their pay your age promo. What can go wrong?
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's, yeah.
So how many 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds do you think were invited out to Build-A-Bear? I'd like a bear for $2, please. So they had to shut it down because of safety concerns, because they were lined up around the block.
Oh, sure.
And beyond the block.
Yeah. And people out in traffic and in the heat and in all the...
Oh,
so they ended up, you know, middle of the day having to say, pay your age day, urgent update. Lines closed for Pay Your Age Day event. Per local authorities, we cannot accept additional guests at our locations due to crowds and safety concerns. We have closed lines in our U.S. and Canada stores. We understand some guests are disappointed, and we will reach out directly as soon as possible. So did they win or did they not win?
Well, we're talking about it, so they're winning.
But
do
they have a black eye?
Right, that's the thing.
Are people going to go like, oh, shoot, that was...
I'm not sure.
Speaking of stunts, I saw a commercial yesterday for IHOP that directly points out, notice the P, and so in their they have a new jingle for IHOP, and it says, that whole thing was a stunt to promote our burgers.
Yeah.
Really?
They call themselves out, pretty much, I mean, mm-hmm. and say it
but
was
I
a
wonder,
stunt.
Oh, but I wonder if it really was a stunt, or they were like, we fumbled that. Now we got to pretend.
I tricked you.
Yeah,
we planned on this all along.
Yeah,
but we're still talking about it. Yeah. So does it really matter?
Yeah, if you trip and fall down on the sidewalk, and then you brought. Oh, I was testing it out.
Yeah,
I was seeing if that crack was dangerous.
I needed a skin knee for
that's right.
A role I'm going to play later in a movie.
That's exactly right. Oh, I looked over by the numbers this week's by the numbers earlier. I don't want to deprive you of that. 75% of dog owners say they won't buy a new car unless it's a good fit for their dog.
How do you fit the dog to the... I've done this. I've had people bring their dogs in and fit them in their crates in the back of the vehicle.
There you go.
That's a true thing.
See, so you can't argue with that. you might argue that, well, it's 3 out of 4 dog owners.
No, but here's what you may end up with, a car salesman that goes, there's a more expensive car that Fifi likes better. You know, that crate is kind of scuffing it up over here. You may want to look at this larger SUV.
Yeah, your mutt looks better in this Mercedes.
He likes the truck.
50% of us say our partner snoring is the number one reason we can't get a good night's sleep.
My partner doesn't snore.
Her partner doesn't snore either.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to snore. There's a pillow on your face.
No pillow required. 57% of us have bunked out on the couch to get some peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. 15% of men and 28% of women say they have, quote, a lot of style. Just 15 out of 100 men and just 28 out of 100 women. Okay. 23% of adults say they have no style at all. So they're the ones rocking the fanny packs and the Crocs with socks.
Wait, fanny packs are a hot thing now.
Yeah, well, like that's a gag.
No, no, it's not. Like, I threw my arms up like, whoa. That and overalls.
How did this happen?
Oh, I want the overalls.
Overalls and fanny packs are back.
6% of adults object to the concept of casual Friday. Fuddy duddies.
Exactly.
I like to wear my clothes like a mullet. Like, the top half is professional. I wear my pajama bottoms because, you know, on radio, you all can't see any of it anyway. But for picture's sake, I just, Kayla's role is, Misty, just from waist up, it has to be appropriate for the picture. Okay.
You're
saying I can wear my pajamas and my house shoes.
And if you don't have plans tomorrow, a Florida nudist resort is holding an open house.
I sunburned too easy.
It is tomorrow from noon to 4. The cost is free at 4425 Pleasant Hill Road in Kissimmee, Florida. So if you don't have anything else to do, you've always wanted to check out a nudist resort.
Is it Kissimmee or Kissimmee?
It's Kissimmee.
Tomorrow, maybe Kissimmee.
There you go. Isn't every day probably an open house at a nudist resort?
But yeah, today we're talking about
That's what I'm going with. I didn't name the nudist resort, by the way, although I did give the location. We got to get to a break. Your chance to win with the water cooler question, tickets to Holiday World, and a Vera Bradley ditty bag from Woofy-Doo Design are up for grabs coming up here on In the Know. Did you know many turkeys will sing, gobble, along to music as it's played for them? So if you have a turkey for a turkey farm and you play Sheryl Crow, First Cut Is the Deepest, they're likely to gobble along.
Yeah, I'm going to need to hear that.
I want to hear it too, but if you think about it, I mean, birds do this. Parrots are very talkative.
Right.
So our bird friends,
Here's another did you know. Did you know that our judge executive, Kay Henderson, M.K. Henderson, was once attacked by a turkey while he was behind glass?
That's good. That is solid information to have.
Yeah.
Is there footage?
No. But he was driving a Future Designs delivery truck, and a turkey came through the windshield. And he fought it off with a Mountain Dew bottle.
I've actually heard this story. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Thank the baby Jesus for the Mountain Dew bottle.
Right.
It has saved our future of the county.
Yeah, you fashion a weapon out of whatever you got.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying.
He lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
The turkey, not so much.
Is that how he got into the policing business?
No. This was, no.
I'm right.
No, he was a seasoned law officer by the time this happened. All right, here's today's water cooler question. Up for grabs. 2 tickets to Holiday World and Splash and Safari, as well as a Vera Bradley ditty bag. You can throw your wet swimsuit in at the end of the day into your Vera Bradley ditty bag. That's from Whoop-De-Doo Design on the square in Litchfield. You can solve today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. According to experts, we are 50% more likely to do this in the car when it's sunny. According to experts, we're 50% more likely to do this in the car when it's sunny outside. 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000.
with our whole hand.
Skyscraper is out in movie theaters today. If you like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and you like the fact that he might fall off of a 200-story building.
Yeah, no, I cannot watch this.
While on assignment in China, she tensed up watching the trailer right before we saw Star Wars. So we saw the trailer this first time before The Last Jedi.
Okay.
And she was torn up like a can of kraut before The Last Jedi even started.
You said can of kraut. That's awesome.
Isn't that a thing?
You said Frank and Beans today, too. It's just rounding things out Frank nicely.
Frank and Beans. Also, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, is out today. So Adam Sandler does it again. Eighth Grade is out today. It's an R-rated comedy. Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, an R-rated drama. Joaquin Phoenix and Jonah Hill. And Shock and Awe is out today. It's an R-rated drama. A group of journalists covering George Bush's planned invasion of Iraq in 2003 are skeptical of the president's claim that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Jessica Biel stars. New at the theater. Misty, pick a number between 1 and 6.
4.
All right. That means Sarah gets the first shot. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
According to experts, we are 50% more likely to do this if it is sunny outside. What is it?
Well, when it's sunny outside, I like to roll my window down and sing.
Me too, Sarah.
Sarah is correct, Amundo. And you can be singing all the way to Holiday World.
All right, thank you.
And enjoy your Vera Bradley Diddy bag from Whoop-De-Doo Design, Sarah.
All right, thank you.
Hold on, we're going to get your information. Have a great weekend.
You should sing Diddy by Paperboy, Sarah.
Or just sing P. Diddy.
No, I like Diddy better.
Whatever. How about Do I Diddy?
Nope.
Man for Man?
Nope. Diddy.
Nope.
I like Paperboy's version better.
Okay. What else do you need to know about? I've given you the movie premieres. The Emmy nominations are out. And Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, who you all know as Miles Finch in Elf. The Angry Elf. He set a record for the most times nominated in his category for his role as Tyrion Lannister on GOT. We shouldn't be surprised that already there's a second movie of the Thai cave rescue in the works, as if one won't be enough. We'll need. Shaq is hosting Shark Week.
What's this world coming to?
Welcome to Shark Week. I'm Shaq, your host on Shark Week with Shaq. We're going to talk to some sharks, and I'm Shaq. And the show is brought to you by Gold Bond and the General. All our shark pictures are brought to you by the General on Shark Week. Shark Week. Gold Bond.
I can't listen to him for that long. He's right? Wearing Shark Week.
And I love Shark Week.
Shark Week, Shark Week.
No, get somebody with a great British accent. Who's the guy that does carpool karaoke?
Oh, no, I want, the guy that was married to, he's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was married to Katy Perry briefly. I'll think of it in a minute.
Who's the guy that plays the lead role as the chief? He plays Chief in Jaws. Is he alive still?
Nah.
He should host Shark Week.
Here are a list of songs going through puberty.
Oh, no. The song or you listen to while going through
the
puberty?
The song itself is going through puberty.
Oh, okay. I need a clarification.
All right. So if we were to put a song through puberty, the Tina Turner classic would become Pimply the Best.
Okay. It's right. I mean, it's accurate.
We go back to the 80s, to Cameo, Awkward Up. Right. A little awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward Up.
Yes.
Up. It's a code word.
Except it should be Aquanet Up.
My sign-off song used to be, It would become Hormony or Nothing for Nothing. I want my... Voice changes. So what a David Bowie classic. Then there's the Salt and Pepper classic, Let's Not Talk About Sex.
Let's not. Let's not. Let's let school do it for mom and
Pat
dad.
Pat Benatar, zip me with your best shot.
Zip me with your best shot. Hey, wasn't there an acne wash called Hot Shot or something? Or Zip Shot?
The first time ever I saw your facial hair. Roberta Flack. Is that right?
I don't know.
So, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
There you go.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Let's see Russell Brand do Shark Week.
The Nirvana classic Smells Like Team Armpit.
Yeah, they almost had it right.
Right, it was really close.
Yeah.
Don't. And I got hairs in low places. Songs going through puberty.
I can't believe you're playing this.
I can't either. I'll do anything for a good joke.
You just proved it.
We got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the week here on In the Know. MD's point to ponder for today. Imagine if English is not your first tongue, right? Imagine you don't speak English, but you've decided to learn. Imagine when you get to the lesson in Rosetta Stone, when you learn that butt dialing and booty calling are two different things.
Oh, yeah. That's a chapter.
That's a problem.
I mean, you would think they would be similar.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds
similar. They sound a lot alike.
You're right.
But they are not the
same. No,
but
butt dialing is different than booty calling. There's no doubt about it.
I prefer you don't do either.
You can't help the butt dialing sometimes.
That's right.
You most always
That's right.
help the booty calling.
You better get your booty calling under control. Don't butt dial me.
All right. So, sis-in-laws going out for the weekend. Megan and Kate are going to the Wimbledon final to cheer on Serena.
Oh, okay.
So, Serena was at Megan and Harry's wedding. And so they're friends, so they, Megan's going and to the All England Club and decided to take sis-in-law Kate.
So I love it.
I have a couple royal questions. I've seen some things. Is Megan pregnant? And is it twins?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, some inquiring things.
Been reading the Sun at the checkout again?
I got stuck in the checkout line a little longer than I needed to, and I was like, but...
Stormy Daniels had her charges dismissed after her incident the other night.
But are her and Kate really friends? Like is
you know, they probably got to be.
Well, I mean, they have to be.
What else do they have?
Yeah,
I mean, they have to be so secluded.
The only one that understands the other one is the other one.
Right. And good for them getting out.
out of their castle. Right? It's got to be stuffy in there.
Not to mention, the queen has a box there, right? I mean, so they just go, nobody was using it. We'll just come over here and sit down. That's fine.
Get the chariot.
And I am cheering for France. Of course, I want England to win third place tomorrow. I want France to win Sunday.
Croatia all the way here.
You can take your Croats and go over there.
No, I'm kind of with her.
Yep. Being the Croats.
It's really pretty.
We should be called the Croats.
Yeah, the Croats.
Croats.
Myth.
Like the Wildcats.
On TV tonight, Whistleblower is on CBS. Of course, the World Cup is the semifinal. The runner-up game's tomorrow. The final is on Sunday. And what else? Oh, Celebrity Family Feud on Sunday night. Sherry Shepherd and family versus Ian Ziering and family and Tommy Chong and family versus Derek Fisher, Gloria Govan, and Govan's family. We've seen that Sherry Shepherd one, and it's terrible.
Who was the third one? The third family?
Tommy Chong.
Oh,
Jeets and Chong.
That should be fun.
He's still alive.
Today's highlight in history, John F. Kennedy.
He must have been smoking medical marijuana all that time instead of recreational.
For medicinal purposes only.
Yes, that's why he's still hanging around.
JFK won the Democratic presidential nomination this date in 1960. Deadly rioting against the Civil War military draft erupted in New York City this date in 1863. The Hollywood Land sign was erected in 1923. Of course, the land part was taken down in 1949. and the Hollywood sign still up. Live Aid happened this day, 1985. Oh, I remember what a big deal that was, right? It was on MTV and it was just... birthdays today. Game show announcer Johnny Gilbert is 94 today and still working.
Who?
Johnny Gilbert. The announcer for a bunch of shows, including Jeopardy. And your host, Alex Trebek.
Oh, I'm like, I can't picture a face. It's because I've never seen his face.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart is 78 today. Harrison Ford is 76. Cheech Marin is 72.
They're both still around?
Yeah.
Yes. They were on Steve Harvey like 2 days ago or something.
Louise Mandrell is 64. Paul Thorne is 54 today.
Oh, well.
Mission Temple fireworks stand to you. Leslie Chow is 49 today.
I love Leslie Chow.
Ken Young. Leon Bridges is 29. The namesake for the month of July was born this date in 100 B.C., Julius Caesar. Father Flanagan, born this date in 1886. Dave Garraway was born this date in 1913. Jack Kemp, born this date in 1935. He's an NFL quarterback, but also ran as a vice presidential candidate. I believe he was on the Bob Dole ticket. Well, it was Dole and Kemp.
Sounds familiar.
Chart toppers.
Protesters launching a large balloon.
We don't need this. A large balloon.
A blue is a bear. Blue is a bear. For all you taking an achievement test today.
I bet you didn't let me be.
You love close. Me back. A teddy is a bear.
A teddy is also lingerie. Yeah,
we're back to booty call of the dollar.
I don't want to be a tiger.
Always tiger's face too
rough. I don't want to be a lion. Because lions ain't the kind you love enough.
I think the truth about Elvis is we grow up hearing so much about Elvis, we think he's fantastic. But the truth is I really don't enjoy a whole lot of his music. There's a couple things I really like and then I'm done.
Sort of one of those deals where
you're obligated when you to only love Elvis.
When you only had three channels, you had to like one of them.
Right. Well, I mean, there's such... There's such hype around Elvis and who he was and his death and.
I think it's an era
my
thing.
My baby does the hanky panky.
You a big fan of hanky panky?
But this is a setup.
That was kind of a trick question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tommy James was number one in 1966.
I'll answer it this way: I'm a big fan of my husband.
All right.
Good enough.
Well, he likes Tommy James and the Shondells from 1966.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's on his playlist. Let's move into the 70s.
What? You're giving me time for a wardrobe change?
Make an attempt to move into the 70s.
Well, let me get my bell bottoms on.
Get your bell bottoms on and get your...
My roller skates.
Put the needle on the record.
They had their own variety show and couldn't make it. Come on, Captain. Come on, Tennille.
Come on, Toenail. Get it together.
Let's see. We'll have to move quickly through the rest of these. Prince, When Doves Cry was number one in 1984.
I could probably sing it for you if you want.
Tag Team, Whoomp, There It Is, number one in 93.
I know that one, too. You're in luck.
Without Me, Eminem, number one in 02.
Kind of know that one, too.
And Adele, Rolling in the Deep, number one, 7 years ago today. Don't be butt dialing nobody that don't need butt dialing.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Got it?
Don't be booty calling people. We don't want you to be here while I'm married.
That's right. Here's MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Fortune knocks once, but misfortune has much more patience. Mm. Fortune knocks once, but misfortune has much more patience. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here on Monday for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beege, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.
Powered by Heritage Media of Kentucky, WKHG Litchfield, Kentucky, USA, 104.9 FM, the Twin Lakes, Best Man, K105.